Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Studio 7-3, your avenue for thoughts and conversation. Hosted by Artisan Drew. Listen, look, live, and say something. Studio 7-3.
Studio 7-3, it's your man's Artisan Drew. I got a call on the line, 385-226. Who are you, man? Who am I talking to? Where you at? What you doing right
What's
now?
What's it do, man? What's it do, man? It's your boy Lil Biggs, man. I'm in the building.
What's up, Lil Biggs? We got Lil Biggs in the studio. Welcome to the studio, Lil Biggs, man. What's going on with you?
Man, you know, just living my best life, man. Trying to maintain, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I can dig it, bro. I can dig it. Hey, man, that was Lil Biggs, Stay True. That was our intro track for the night. Lil Biggs, what's the inspiration behind that track right there?
Man, you know, just, you know, you got to stay true to what you do, man. You feel me? You know, and love and loyalty really don't mix sometimes. You feel me? So, you know, you got to make the best of your situation.
Yeah, I can dig it. Lil Biggs, why don't you go on and introduce yourself, man. Tell the people who you are, where you're from, and what you got going on.
Man, I'm Lil Biggs, originally from Vicksburg, Mississippi, you know, straight out the Ville, you know. Also from Salt Lake City, Utah, grew up in both states, you know, Central City, Utah. And, you know, I'm just me, man, hardworking individual, you feel me? Truck driver as well as I do music on the side. But I'm trying to make it a full-time thing, you dig?
Yeah, I can dig it, man. You're a truck driver, what you doing, cross country? Go coast to coast, or you just local truck driver?
Man,
I'm
an essential worker, so you know, when you get your food on your table, I'm the one that bring it to you.
Oh shit, I can dig it, bro. Lil Biggs, what truck driver? Truck driving the wreck.
Yeah, man.
Everybody got
something
to make that shit happen, though.
Yeah, already, you know, I go from, right now, I just reside in Texas. I moved to Texas not too long ago. But right now, it takes me from Texas to New York City and back. That's my route, you know what I mean?
So do you meet a lot of people? Do you meet anybody while you're driving? Or do you just go from place to place,
man,
and
feel like,
drop
I
your
feel
load?
Like, I feel like Earth is my turf, you understand what I'm saying? So everywhere I go, I try and touch down and mingle with the people, you feel me? Like, I feel like I'm welcome anywhere I go, you know? I went out to Cali one day, was in the hood. I didn't know I was in a Crip hood. I was all flamed up, had on all red, you know what I mean? Hopped out the car, and them niggas was like, man, you must be lost, or you crazy? I said, nah, man, I'm just about my business, you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can dig it, man. So tell us, Lil Biggs, man. Lil Biggs, the rapper. You know what I'm saying? What has it been like being a rapper in the music industry, man, doing what you do as an independent artist?
You know, it comes with the good, the bad, and the ugly at times. You feel me? You know, I done seen a lot of good in my time, you know. I done progressed a lot as far as my craft is concerned, you know, from when I first started doing music. You know, when I first started doing music, I really didn't know the blueprint behind it. I was just putting out music, but I really wasn't trying to get paid for what I was putting out. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Now, you know, but now, like, I take my craft serious. So, you know, if I jot it down and I put it on a CD or whatever I do, you feel me? Like, I want to be paid for my shit, period.
Right. So when you first started, how long have you been a rapper?
Man, you know, it started back in 2000 and probably 2004 when I met my cousins from Love City Players, Smokehouse Entertainment, you feel me? Like, when I met them cats, man, they was doing things that just blew my mind, you know? And they really inspired me to be a better person, a better man, you feel me? And as well as with this music, like, they guided me in the right direction, you feel me? So I've been holding it down with them ever since, you feel me?
So were you writing, were you an original writer? Would you just, like, hey, man, I could do this too.
Yeah.
Just pop up and say, hey, I could do it too. Just like y'all doing it. Were you an original writer? Were you like, got some poetry stuck out somewhere? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's how I really started, you know, was writing just little poems mm-hmm. and things like that. But when I met my cousins, they would put me on my first song, you feel me, on one of their projects.
So when you
and
were writing,
ever since then, man.
Was it like in high school, or, you know, when did you start writing? Were you writing in junior high? How long you been writing this just in life now?
I'd say probably junior high, high school. You know, like, always been one to be on stage performing. You know, I did talent shows when I was young in elementary school, performing solo in front of a crowd, you know, so.
So what was your performance like back then? What was you doing back then? What was you looking back then?
Man, I sang Candyman in front of the whole school, man. Had the girls going crazy. You know, the Candyman.
You talking about like Sammy Davis Jr., the Candyman?
Yeah,
Candyman,
man.
Candyman,
yeah.
Oh,
really?
That's what you was doing.
Yeah, man. I sang that joint, man. I had all the little young girls going crazy in the auditorium, you know.
Okay, I can dig it, man. That's
once I
up.
Got back into it, it's been nice, man. It's been real nice.
Right. So you dipped your foot into it, then you got back to reality a little bit as you grow older, I guess. How we grow older.
Yeah, man. I lost my way. You feel me? I lost my way. Got caught up mm-hmm. in the street. Spent a lot of my time my younger youth incarcerated, locked up, you know. But, you know, I found my way. I'm back to reality now, doing what I'm supposed to be doing.
That's good,
taking
man.
Taking care of my family like I'm supposed to be.
So when you decide to be a truck driver, I'm getting in your business now. So when you decide to be a truck driver?
Man, I got a few uncles. My uncle that passed away, my Uncle Larry, he was a truck driver. And my Uncle Stuart, he drive trucks. And when I met him, like, I just saw the potential, man. You feel me? And, you know, I started back in 2008 driving. And I've been doing it ever since, man. You feel me? Now I'm a six-figure guy.
So when was your first rap project that Lil Biggs put on there? Okay, I take that back. Not your first rap project. When did you do something and say, I want to start rapping? When did you sit down?
Man, I would have to say. I'd have to say in 2009, you know, when I linked up with some cats called United Thugs and Hustlers out of Utah. United Thugs and Hustlers, which is Utah, you know, UTAH. And I started chopping it up with them, spending time at their little studio. I just started doing music then, but like I say, it really wasn't something that I was trying to get paid off of at the time. But over time, it has progressed into, like, I feel like I got a story to tell, you feel me? And I feel like I should be compensated for my story.
I can dig it, man. So that's the past. What about the present? What about the present, Lil Biggs? What Lil Biggs doing right now? Driving trucks.
Man,
what
I'm
Lil
ready.
Biggs the rapper? What Lil Biggs rapper got going on?
Driving trucks, man. You feel me? Taking care of these four babies I got. You know, trying to hold my house down as well as put out good quality music, man. That's what's most important to me. You know, I take quality over quantity any day of the week. So, you know, I got some new things gonna be dropping later on this year that gonna blow your mind for sure.
So what was your 2020 project?
That was Be Your Own Man.
Mm-hmm. Is that what Stay True come off of that, right?
Stay True did come off of, that came off of that project, yes, sir.
How you feel about that project, Be Your Own Man?
Man, I think it was a well-rounded put together, you know, like the progression from my first project, Bad News.
Mm-hmm. And the Bad News was a previous project. How do you feel
that
like
was
you
my...
grow? Because how you feel like you grow from Bad News to the new project?
Just lyrically, man, the sound, the quality. Overall project just sounded much better. I felt more confident with Be Your Own Man putting it out than I did with Bad News. Not to say Bad News was bad, you know, it was just Bad News was really a project that I did for my family. A lot of the songs are family songs on that project, you know. And this one's a little bit more towards the street in my own little style, you feel me?
Right, I can dig it, man. I can dig it. Hey, can I play one of your tracks, man? I want to play that track called Stop It.
Yeah, man. Go ahead and do that, man.
Can you introduce that track for me right quick, Lil Biggs?
Hey, yo, man. This is my track called Stop It. You feel me? Featuring your boy Lil Biggs, produced by Lazy Lokes out of Sacramento, California. You dig?
Can you dig it now?
What it do, man? Smokehouse ENT for life. No introduction needed. You know who it is. Yeah. You know.
These niggas always hating, but they better stop it. I'm getting to this money and I'm never stopping. Your girl stay on my line and she steady calling. No need for me to rush in when I feel like stalling. These niggas steady hating, but they better stop it. I'm getting to this money and I'm never stopping. Your girl stay on my line and she steady calling. No need for me to rush in when I feel like stalling. She crushing on a player cause she say I'm balling. Never made the NBA but I've been play calling. If she ain't a team player, watch her feelings falling. You ain't even on the bench cause you ain't make the top 10. When you messing with a winner, ain't no taking losses. Now you know the definition, truly what a boss is. One thing don't change up, just get your game up. Come through, get gamed up, some say we dangerous. There ain't no taming us, girl. See, I've always been a player, don't know what true love is. Don't you open up your heart, girl, I hate the crush it. One thing about Lil Biggs, he doing it real big. Real players gon' feel this, these haters gon' still bitch. Because they still bitch, yeah. These niggas always hating, but they better stop it. I'm getting to this money and I'm never stopping. Your girl stay on my line and she steady calling. No need for me to rush in when I feel like stalling. These niggas steady hating, but they better stop it. I'm getting to this money and I'm never stopping. Your girl stay on my line and she steady calling. No need for me to rush in when I feel like stalling. When I get all in her head, I can tell she love it. We gon' take it to the bed, we ain't making love then. We gon' stick to strictly fucking, baby, ain't your boyfriend. I'm a full-time grinder, baby, play it till the end. They really gon' hate me, they mad they ain't me. Keep a hitting on safety, gotta make it home safely. Can't lay the head to take me, gon' go down blazing. She say I'm amazing, I was born in the 80s. Street life's what made me, we don't get a pick plan B. Yeah, I know a few niggas can't stand me, just slide through, show me how my hands be. If it ain't brown bread, then it don't make sense. Real ass niggas shoot first, don't miss. Players to the core, and I'm never changing. If it ain't about business, ain't no sense in saying. So I'm saying, these niggas always hating, but they better stop it. I'm getting to this money, and I'm never stopping. Your girl stay on my line, and she steady calling. No need for me to rush in when I feel like stalling. These niggas steady hating, but they better stop it. I'm getting to this money and I'm never stopping. Your girl stay on my line and she steady calling. No need for me to rush in when I feel like stalling. Then when I feel like stalling.
That's my man's Little Biggs. Stop it.
Yes, sir.
I can dig it. So what was behind that track, Mr. Little Biggs?
Man, you know.
Just saying stop it.
Yeah, man. Just my haters, man. You feel me? I got a lot of haters, man. You feel me? Like, either they don't like me or they don't like my style. But, you know, like, it ain't stopping what I'm doing. You understand what I'm saying? I'm getting to the money regardless, so I hope you is too. You feel me?
So explain your style. What's your style, dude? Why are people hating on this style?
Man, I call myself original. You understand what I'm saying? Like, it's a West Coast style, but like I put an original flavor to it. You feel me?
So how long did it take you to get your style? Did you always have it? You know, because the reason I ask that is because sometimes, man, we sit back and we rap the rap, we say the style, you know, say what we're going to do, and then we go back to it, and then we go back to it, and we go back to it, and then one day it just clicks, and that's us. That's who we are. So how long have you,
right.
How long did it take for you to get to that point to where you say, all right, I got my style?
You know, my big cousin, Scotty Pimpin, man, you feel me, like, he really done critique me to where I'm at right now. You understand what I'm saying? You know, mm-hmm. So I look to him for a lot of guidance when it comes to my music. You feel me? So he gives me the ear, you feel me, and lets me know what I need to do to better my flow, you feel me, or to better my writing, you know, whatever the case may be. You understand what I'm saying? And
so
now you got a little big.
Do you take kindly to criticisms? Do you walk in with the big head, or do you go into a project?
Oh,
I'm talking about
man.
A big project. I ain't talking about no little project. I'm talking about a big project. Do you listen to all? Because, you know, it comes from every different way. Everybody got an opinion. Everybody got something to say. Everybody trying to make you have a good project, though. So do you listen? Do you take all that in? And then
definitely, man.
It forms the next project, and you grow from it.
Right, exactly, exactly. Because if you ain't growing in this game, man, you really ain't going nowhere with it. You staying stagnant, you know what I mean? And that's one thing I don't like to do. I like to move around.
So what's the message of Little Big's music? When you got them babies, you say you got babies now. So when your babies sit down and listen to your music, at the end of the day, it's about making that money. So we don't necessarily cater to our kids. You know what I'm saying? Or cater to the
right.
You know, to the family members. We cater to the platform.
Right.
So if you ever just had a message in your music, man, if you ever just wanted to say something to your babies when they listen to your music, what would be one of that? What's the message mostly you want them to get from your music, or how you approach the business?
The message I give to my kids is never stop believing in yourself. You know what I mean? Point blank, period. You know, if you want to do something, get out there and do it. You know, you got to be your own motivation nowadays. You feel me? Can't depend on anyone to motivate you. You got to motivate yourself.
Right, you know? I can dig that. Yeah.
My main thing for my kids, you know, is like big reason why I do music, you know, is because once I'm gone, you understand what I'm saying? They want to hear their daddy's voice. All they got to do is go and hit play. You feel me?
Right, they'll right.
Always have a piece of me here. You feel me?
Oh, that's dope. That's dope. So let's talk about, I played Stay True, like the beginning track, you know what I'm saying? And I know you say everybody stay true to what they do, stay true to your process, you know what I'm saying? Just stay true, don't be no. So if you're not staying true, I guess you're being a fake person, right?
Exactly, man. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You got to be 100 with yourself before you can be 100 with anybody else.
Exactly. That's what's up. And you got a good support system going on back home? Or is it just Lil Biggs and that big old rig?
Man, that is the money maker for me in this music. You feel me? That funds all my music. You feel me? You know? So, but, you know, I got my cousins, Smokehouse Entertainment, plus the whole team. You feel me? As well as, you know, I got a group of cats I mess with, you know, Mac Polo out of Las Vegas, my homie Chili Chill, he out of Salt Lake, you know, and I got a few producers that I also fuck with as well, you know, like Lazy Lokes out of Sacramento, Toby Ali, he originally from Texas, you know, but he live in Salt Lake City, you know, but.
Okay, yeah, I can dig it, man. Lil Big, let's go back to Stay True, man. Why don't you go? I'm going to give you a chance to introduce it this time, man. Go ahead and introduce that track for us, bro.
Yeah, this is my track, Stay True, you know, produced by Lazy Lokes, featuring your boy Lil Biggs.
Yeah. Lil Biggs, man. Thank you. You know what it is. Salt Lake City shit, man. Shout out to Lazy, man, for the motherfucking blessing, boy, for this one. Never loving these hoes, I gotta stay true. Too busy getting this money, why would I chase you? Too busy getting this money, why would I chase you? Too busy getting this money, why would I chase you? Never loving these hoes, I gotta stay true. Too busy getting this money, why would I chase you? Too busy getting this money, why would I chase you? Too busy getting this money, why would I chase you? Baby girl, quit talking, show what that mouth do. You would think I was fishing the way I caught you. And when I spend a little time, don't mean I want you. And you gotta be a dime for me to flaunt you. We could take a little trip for some fun too. Tell your girlfriend she can have some too. And if they pay you for my time, tell them come through. Real player from the gate, never saving these hoes. You gotta push that dip when you scraping these hoes. Ain't no free ride here, I ain't paying these hoes. You better learn to hit the blade, baby, get that dough. If you like to shake your ass, baby, hit that pole. When a player slide through, baby, drop that dough. Like you when you pop your ass, when you drop that low. I ain't playing around, baby, it's on you. Ain't no time for you thinking, baby, so go and choose. Never loving these hoes, I gotta stay true. Too busy getting this money, why would I chase you? Too busy getting this money, why would I chase you? Too busy getting this money, why would I chase you? Never loving these hoes, I gotta stay true. Too busy getting this money, why would I chase you? Too busy getting this money, why would I chase you? Too busy getting this money, why would I chase you? Too busy, no time for me to lace you. And if I'm with another chick, I hope you stay cool. Only thing I love is hondos, girl. Only thing I chase is bundles, girl. I ain't talking lace frontals, girl. You messing with a head honcho, girl. If you cold, find a poncho, girl. If she's yours, I don't want your girl. You can have her ass back when I'm done with her. You really acting like a square on a bus dinner. Had to take her ass home, make love to her. The whole time she was thinking about me. Never chasing these hoes, I let them come to me. Don't you slow down, baby, you better run to me. Better shoot your shot and make it fun to me. Go ahead, show me some things that could be done for me. Go ahead, show me some things that could be done for me. Make it fun for me, baby, what? Never loving these hoes, I gotta stay true. Too busy getting this money, why would I chase you? Too busy getting this money, why would I chase you? Too busy getting this money, why would I chase you? Never loving these hoes, I gotta stay true. Too busy getting this money, why would I chase you? Too busy getting this money, why would I chase you? Too busy getting this money, why would I chase you? Chase you.
That's my man's Lil Big. Stay true. Why would
you know
I chase?
It.
Why would I chase you when I'm getting to this what money? Why would I chase you?
Yeah, sir.
Hey man, stay true. I can dig it, bro. I can dig it. All right, you got future projects coming up. Let's talk about the future projects you got planned for 2021.
Man, I'm gonna try to knock out this new project that I'm working on. You know, I ain't really got no title for it yet, but you know, we're putting together some nice quality music. That's most definite.
Right, right. Do you got a concept for it? Not. Do you know where you're going with it, or are you just trying to just fill it out?
Well,
so you can just.
The title I came up with was Ups and Downs. You know. Just, you know, the journey through life, you have your ups and your downs, you feel me? So it's just all about how you deal with those ups and downs.
Well, a better question is, your future project, what are you focusing on music-wise? Like, what are you
trying
to... So
for the ladies?
What are you purveying? What's your thing? What's your niche this time around? What's your focus?
Really just, you know, some really radio music, you feel me? Something for the streets, you know, I gotta stay in tune with the streets most definite, you know, and like something for the ladies, man, like I said.
You know, this is not a PG show. You can talk what the fuck you want. You can say however you want to say it, Mr. Blitz. I should let you know that shit before you got on here, man. My bad. You know what I'm saying? This is not
already,
a PG show. Nah, you can talk. You can say
already,
what the fuck you
want
to say,
man.
I just be talking like
trying
this.
To keep it clean. Nah, you feel me?
Be yourself, bro. Be yourself, man. Be yourself on here. You can be yourself,
already,
bro.
Already.
Yeah, you can be yourself. What the hell you got going? Well, let me ask this different way. Lil Biggs, what the hell you got going on in 2021? Can you tell the people what the fuck you got going on coming up next, sir?
Man, getting to this motherfucking money. That's what I'm going to be doing, number one. You dig? You know what I mean? That's number one priority already. You know what I mean? But, you know, besides that, man, I'm going to give the people what they want. Some good quality music, man. You feel me? Because that's what we do, man. At Smokehouse Entertainment, we ain't going to put out no garbage. We only going to put out good quality music, period. You feel me? Point blank, you know?
Yeah, I
whether
can dig it, man.
R&B, rap, whatever it may be, you feel me? So
your focus is mostly on just recording and putting out albums. You're not, because I'm saying this because you're a truck driver, so you don't just do shows and stuff, right? You don't,
I really took 2020 off of doing shows, you know? And concentrating on getting those projects out, like Be Your Own Man, you know. But, you know, once this quarantine is over with, man, you feel me? Like, I'm back out in the streets. I'm back at it, you know. And I will be doing shows. You know, I ain't got nothing lined up as of yet, you feel me? But, you know, I, like I said, I just recently moved to Texas Killeen, Texas. You feel me? So
you in Killeen, you around there with them army people and them bases and
yeah,
shit.
Man, they down there killing each other. You know what I mean? Going mad crazy.
Hey, that's what they doing. They dumb as hell.
I'm just saying what I see on the news, man.
They dumb as hell. I don't even talk about politics, man, on this shit. What you thought about last week, bro? What you thought about last week? That damn Capitol invasion.
Man, bruh. You know, like, I got a lot of white friends because, like I say, I grew up in Utah, man. You feel me? And, they grew up around me. They grew up around Mexicans, you know, and the reality of the situation is they might not have truly always been my friend. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because they true colors is showing through now. You understand what I'm saying? Like, I can't hate them for what they believe in or, you know.
Right.
What
but
they
all these
think
people
of certain situations, you know, but the way shit went down last week, man, that shit was just unnecessary. And then they try and make it seem like it wasn't them that did it. You feel me? Like, who did
it? Right.
You feel me? You pointed it. It's just convenient for you to point the blame to someone else. Now that y'all
you don't know nobody that went over that way, do you?
Hell no.
So your people probably still your
hell
people. They probably still cool as hell. They probably just, but they quiet now. Because
nah,
you
they ain't quiet,
know
man. They shit, dog. I've been battling with these niggas on Facebook all day. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Like, I ain't got no words for it. You know what I mean? Shit is a joke to me. Like y'all wasn't really saying nothing when all this racial injustice was going on, but as this sore loser loses the goddamn presidency, you know what I mean? Like, now y'all up in arms and mad about that, you know what I mean? But people out here actually dying, being killed for no reason, y'all don't care at all.
But it wasn't they people, though. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't they people out here dying, or nothing was going on against them people. So they probably figured, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know why you're mad at Bob.
Exactly. They can't feel that. You feel me? They can't feel
when,
that.
But when,
they can't
when
comprehend
Bob
and Bill
went out there and did that thing at the White at the Capitol, now they feel
right.
The type of way, like oh shit.
Right. You know they done smoked the chick. They done smoked the chick in the White House, right?
Yeah.
In the Capitol or whatever. You feel me? They done smoked the chick at the Capitol, and now everybody in their feelings. Like, shit, she was committing a crime. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, y'all as well.
I mean, shit.
But I'm going to pull us back, man. I'm going to take us away from that politics. I just might. I just had to say it because this is the show.
Yeah, already done.
So, but that's what we was doing. So, man, let's get into one of these future tracks, man. Where I'm from. Lil Biggs.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man, go ahead and introduce this track right here. Where I'm from.
Man, this next
Untitled project coming into 2021. We looking out for it, man. Just go ahead and introduce that thing right quick.
Yeah, man, this is a new single I just dropped. Where I'm from is featuring my boy P-Funk, The Last Disciple, out of Salt Lake City, Utah, and my other homie Sig Burner, out of Salt Lake City, Utah. You feel me? Produced by Lazy Lokes as well, out of Sacramento, California. You dig?
I can dig it, bro. Let's go.
What it do, P-Funk, man?
What
you
up,
really
man?
Don't know, man. We go way back like the Jackson 5, baby. You understand? Get down and lay down, play around, nigga. Huh. Yeah, they don't know. We from the city, man. Salt Lake City, man. Yeah.
Yes, they know where I'm from. Oh, yes, they know just where I'm from. Oh, yes, they know where I'm from. Oh, yes, they know just where I'm from.
You know what it is?
It ain't no more motherfucker miss you when you mention me. Check the streets, I was Salt Lake history. Any real nigga that bang know my name. JP from GD, Rose Park, I claim. Ain't no disputing if we shooting, I'ma lay it down. No double back, gotta handle business first round. Best believe I'm the one you want a problem with. Cause when Terminator P comes, nigga, don't quit. Get down and lay down, you niggas counterfeit. You see the six, so you know the hood that I'm with. And if you kill me, you won't be okay. Cause next up on your ass is my brother Almighty, man.
It's Almighty and I'm never gonna change. I'll be getting to the money while I'm doing my thing. If you ain't with the shit, bet you stay in your lane. I'm reppin' for the nation, so this ain't no game. I never been square, so I ain't never no been. Lame. They call themselves shooters, but ain't got no aim. Gotta watch out for them niggas when they switch up. 9 times out of 10, they gon' bitch up. Remember back in the day, put a stick up. Tryna holler at a bad bitch with a big butt. I'm a playboy, it's running through my veins, ho. I'ma knock a new bitch, I don't save hoes. Only thing I really want is a peso. Too conservative, so a nigga gotta stay low. Catch you throwing up that 5 in your face, though. Quick to catch a fade, or I'm gonna let this thing go play, ho.
Where I'm from, oh yes they know just where I'm from. Oh yes they know where I'm from. Oh yes they know just where I'm from.
Spit game, hot flame, nigga, fuck a hoe. Face down, get down on the kick, though. Bleed a scene, nigga, thought it was a sideshow. More money, no problems, all around the hole. Break a bitch, it's a hustle, what a nigga know. Green light, I'm the late folks, let's go. And looking at my mouth, pussy niggas, you know. Got money, so I talk money for sure.
With my nigga P-Funk, we gon' bang ho. Real street niggas coming straight about the lake, though. If they got a problem, bet you say it to my face, bro. Loose lip, haters never find themselves safe, though. I'm a motherfucking dog, so I been left the yard. These niggas won't fight, so you know they all bark. From the look off in my eyes, yeah, you know I'm all heart. And my folks spread heads, staying solid on the
oh,
yard.
Oh, yes, they know where I'm from. Oh, yes, they know just where I'm from. Oh, yes, they know where I'm from. Oh, yes, they know just where I'm from.
So that's my man, Lil Biggs, where I'm from.
Yes, sir. They know where I'm from.
Lil Biggs, who you had on that track?
Man, that's my big homie, man. My bro, P-Funk, the Last Disciple, you feel me? You know, he had a Salt Lake City, repping 7-Fold Nation, you feel me? And my homie, Sig Burner. He out of Salt Lake, too. I think he originally from Indianapolis, I think.
So, is there a lot of artists in Salt Lake City?
Yeah, man. A lot of unheard artists at that, man. You feel me? There's some dope talent in Salt Lake City. You feel me? But the city is slept on because, you know, we in Utah. You know what I mean? But motherfuckers don't realize, man, Utah just as hood as anywhere else, man. You feel me? You come out there thinking Utah sweet, man, you gonna realize real fast that it ain't. You feel me?
Yeah, I can dig it. So you got you from Mississippi, Salt Lake, Texas, California, New York.
Yeah.
Houston,
man, I've been all over,
Florida.
Man.
I'm just talking shit. Where your roots at?
Man, from the dirty Delta, home? Man, Mississippi, man.
Home, bro?
Man, I really call Vicksburg, Mississippi, as well as, you know, Salt Lake City, Utah, home, man. You feel me? I grew up a good amount of time in both places. Spent a lot of time in both places. Learned a lot of things in both places, you feel me? So both of them are really home to me. You feel me? You know, my bloodline from the dirty Delta, Louise, Mississippi, you feel me? But
your blood, you come from the dirty Delta.
Yes,
moved
sir.
To Utah. How long was your? Were you in Utah? Did you grow up there? Is that your home bringing in Utah though?
Yeah, man, I was in Utah from, I'd say, what was it, like 85 to 96 before I got kicked out of the state. You know what I mean?
How you get
And then
kicked?
I
Oh,
moved.
okay. There we go.
And yeah, man, you know, like I was a knucklehead, man,
How you get kicked out of
getting in
state?
too much trouble, man. Getting in too much trouble, man, as a youngster, you know what I mean? They gave me options, and I chose the best one, which was to leave the state. You know what I mean? So
All right, Nick.
I left
So
the state, man. Moved to
before you left the state, what was your feeling about Utah? I ain't never been to Utah, man. I don't know too many people from Utah.
Man, it's a beautiful place, man. If you ain't ever been there, you need to go. You know what I mean? Like I ski and snowboard. You know what I mean? Like I get down. You know what I mean? But you know, if you're an outdoors person, man, Utah is beautiful, man. You feel me? Especially during the summertime. The winters are cold, but you know, we take advantage of that too, you know.
You
Ice
dressed in dress,
fishing,
right?
snowmobiles, you feel me? You
I
know.
dig it. Little big, how old are you?
Man, I'm 39, man. I'll be 40 this year, man.
Okay, when your birthday?
October 13th, man.
October 13th.
Libra gang, Libra gang.
I can dig it. So okay, I can dig it, man. Okay, man. So right now we concentrating on a new album that's not doesn't have a title. We concentrating on where I'm from. So how about your contact info, man? Where can people reach you, man? If they want to get at Lil Biggs, what's a good contact info for you?
Man,
Facebook,
you can get at me on
whatever.
Instagram. That's Lil Biggs 801 to 601. I'm also on Facebook. You know, that one's Jonathan Allen. That's my government name. Go ahead, I'll throw that out there for the people. You can Google that. It's all good. My GFax checkout. You feel me? As well as I have my Facebook artist page, Lil Biggs, as well. You feel me?
Okay, I can dig it, man. Any shout outs you want to give, bro?
Yeah, man. Shout out to the whole Smokehouse Entertainment family. You feel me? You know, and everyone who rocking with us. You feel me? As well as all my homies out there in Salt Lake City, Utah, Chili Chill, Augustus King, Jeter Sucka Ducka. You feel me? As well as Toby Ali and my homie Mac Polo out of Las Vegas, man. I love them cats, man. Keep doing y'all thing.
I can dig it, bro. Hey, man, I appreciate you, Lil Biggs. This is Artisan Drew, Studio 73. We're going to end this once again for where I'm from.
And
we
I appreciate you, bro.
Yes, sir. And we're going to get it in. Hey, man, 2021.
Already.
Lil Biggs, where I'm
Yes,
from.
sir. What it do, P-Funk, man? You really don't know, man. We go way back like the Jackson 5, baby. You understand? Get down, I'ma lay down, play around, nigga. Huh. Yeah, they don't know. We from the city, man. Salt Lake City, man. Yeah.
Yes, they know where I'm from. Oh, yes, they know just where I'm from.
Lake Town, baby.
Oh, yes, they know.
Motherfucker miss you when you mention me. Check the streets, follow Salt Lake history. Any real nigga that bang know my name. JP from GD, Rose Park, I claim. Ain't no disputing if we shooting, I'ma lay it down. No double back, gotta handle business first round. Best to leave, I'm the one you want a problem with. Cause when Terminator P comes, nigga, don't quit. Get down and lay down, you niggas counterfeit. You see the six, so you know the hood that I'm with. And if you kill me, you won't be okay. Cause next up on your ass is my brother Almighty, man.
It's Almighty and I'm never gonna change. I'll be getting to the money while I'm doing my thing. If you ain't with the shit, bet you stay in your lane. I'm reppin' for the nation, so this ain't no game. I never been square, so I ain't
never
no
did.
Lane. They call themselves shooters, but ain't got no aim.
Like
gotta watch out for them niggas when they switch up. 9 times out of 10, they gon' bitch up. Remember back in the day, put a stick up. Tryna holler at a bad bitch with a big butt. I'm a playboy, it's running through my veins, ho. I'ma knock a new conservative, arrow. So a nigga gotta stay low. Catch you throwing up that five in your face, though. Quick to catch a fade, or I'm gonna let this thing go play.
Yes, they know where I'm from. Oh, yes, they know just where I'm from. Oh, yes, they know where I'm from. Oh, yes, they know just where I'm from.
Spit game, hot flame, nigga, fuck a hoe. Face down, get down on the kick, though. Flee the scene, nigga, thought it was a sideshow. More money, no problems, all around the hole. Break a bitch, it's a hustle, what a nigga know. Green light, I'm the late folks, let's go. And looking at my mouth, pussy niggas, you know. Got money, so I talk money for sure.
With my nigga P-Funk, we gon' bang ho. Real street niggas coming straight about the lake, though. If they got a problem, bet you say it to my face, bro. Loose lip, haters never find themselves safe, though. I'm a motherfucking dog, so I been left me yard. These niggas won't fight, so you know they all bark. From the look off in my eyes, yeah, you know I'm all heart. And my folks spread heads, staying solid on the yard.
Yes, they know where I'm from. Oh, yes, they know just where I'm from. Oh, yes, they know where I'm from. Oh, yes, they know just where I'm from.
Man, I really, really want to appreciate Lil Biggs for coming through, man. For coming through. Hollering at your boy, Artisan Drew, Studio 73. I can't do it without you, man. Let's go.
Welcome to Studio 73.
Studio 73.
Your avenue for thoughts and conversation. Hosted by Artisan Drew. Listen, look, live. And say something. Studio 73.
Man, I really appreciate Lil Biz for coming through in the last hour, man. That was a dope conversation, man. I really appreciate you, bro. Man, I want to talk about a conversation in the next few minutes. We're going to talk about this White House. We're going to talk about this sports. We're going to talk about this other stuff, too. So I'm going to holler back at y'all, man. But while I'm taking my little break, man, I got to go to the bathroom. I need to pee, piss, urinate. I need to go relieve myself. So give your boy a minute. We're going to come back at you. In the meantime, it's my man. It's my man. Boogie Montana.
In the grass, so I cut it. Two double cups and I'm sipping no money. I know you bitches would love me. Man, they won't fuck for a little bit of money. Niggas ain't part of discussion. Come from the streets, gotta ride with their buddy. We know you suckers be bluffing. Pull up and pop at your head with no conscience. I saw them snakes in the grass, had to cut it. I saw them snakes in the grass, had to cut it. I saw them snakes in the grass, had to cut it. I saw them snakes in the grass, had to cut it. Cut it. I'm bad like I'm Drizzy. Season around drumming that dick make you dizzy. Young nigga tatted like 50. The streets in the industry keeping me busy. Whoever thought I would get it. Had to stay down on the block, I committed. Stay in my lane cause I'm dripping. No, I can't rock with these motherfucking critics. Talk all that talk on, you know I come get it.
You know I come get it.
Savage young nigga, I'm hot in the city.
Hot in the city.
Boy, you ain't through, you portraying the image.
Boy, you portraying your image.
Fuck all that talking, just show me the digits.
Fuck all that talking, just show me the digits.
I got snakes in the grass, cut them off.
Cut them off.
We got snakes in the grass, cut them off.
Cut them off.
Cut them off. Cut them off. Cut them off.
I got snakes in the grass.
double cussing, I'm sipping no money. I know you bitches would love me. Man, they won't fuck for a little bit of money. Niggas ain't part of discussion. Come from the streets, gotta ride with their buddies. We know you suckers be bluffing. Pull up and pop at your way with no conscience. I saw them snakes in the grass, had to cut it. I saw them snakes in the grass, had to cut it. I saw them snakes in the grass, had to cut it. I saw no snakes in the grass, had to cut it. Cut it. Cut it. How about the plan and jump right on the road?
How about the plan and jump right on the road?
Came a long way from the pots in the stove.
Came a long way from the pots in the stove.
I know the little bitches, they play with their nose.
Know the little bitches, they play with their nose.
I know some fun nigga won't see me on phone.
Fuck, nigga.
I get the bag and run up at the shows.
Run it up.
Young nigga jumping out away from the snow.
Young nigga jumping out away from the snow.
I keep a stick in the chest with a rose. Night on day, watch your body will fold. Body will fold. I got snakes in the grass, cut them off.
Cut them off.
We got snakes in the grass, cut them off.
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 I got snakes in the grass.
It's just education. It's not motivation. I mean, it's still motivation, but now it's education. Karma's company. Of course. Follow me. Never backwards, it's fast forward. You always get what you grind for. All human beings, talent fit design. But not every clause have a stitch line. Speak of mental practice when you on your grind. This discipline you hold aside has to now apply. I do 16 hours, 2 water breaks. Get like 5 hours sleep back the next day. I don't write songs, I write memories. Torture to my haters, my accomplishments are misery. Had a smoke session with my skeletons in the closet. Worked out fine, can't put the lighter in they pocket. No postpone, post, shinner topics. 32 copies gone, magic profit. I control the options. We take mud, turn the water from a spring fountain. Yeah, none better. Albert Einstein in the grind gang sweater. Besides misery, let's have more to see. I recap as I sit as karma's company. Follow me. What goes around comes around. But what's around when you no sound? They say move in silence, I ask why. My advertiser speaks market and it's all live. Real feedback from the people in time. I don't judge my success from likes online or the streams, even though I make a killing. By now I should be at like 3 million. And yeah, I wrote the in the verse. My pen got arrogant, it has to work. Less work. Forget the ladies. Haters first. 5 days. Karma's company. Karma's company.
So, man, I come up to a conclusion. We some dumbass people. How dumb you got to be to support a system that don't support you, but you always asking it for something? And how dumb do you have to be to support a system that don't support you, but you always expecting something from it? How dumb do you have to be to support a system that's not even designed for you to expect or ask anything from it? This system that we live in was not birthed by us. It wasn't it wasn't about us. There's nothing about this system that we're dealing in that has anything to do with us. There's nothing about this system that wanted to give birth to us, that wanted to nurture us, that wanted to do anything for us to make us better. But every day we go out here and we tell ourselves, I got to get better so they can pay me. I got to get better so they can pay me. You know what I'm saying? And then you got all these high-rise people out here making all this money, not putting back into the communities that fostered them. And you don't understand that we're not talking about the communities that foster you right now, but it's communities in the past that have fostered you or yours in the past. And that is how we have accomplished so much as a people. Everybody got the same situation and circumstances in life. There is nobody out here in a different situation and circumstances than you. You got to eat, sleep, breathe, fuck. You know what I'm saying? You got to do all the things to make your quality of life a little bit better. Well, you have to do a lot of these things to survive. And anything extra makes your quality of life a little bit better. But if you a redneck living out in the woods, man, ain't got shit to show for it. And I'm one of these dudes out here on child support, and I'm trying to make a living for my family or the family I'm trying to provide for in the future because of these laws that these people have placed on me and my situation and circumstances. What makes you think you better than me? The only way you better than me is you think your skin color is better than my skin color. And I'm going to shut that shit down. No, sir, it's not. So one day we're going to have this conversation again. We're going to talk about this thing called life. But we ain't going to call it no capital riot, nothing like that. No Black Lives Matter. We just going to call it, hey, man, respect me like I respect you, bruh. And then when that motherfucker say, I ain't your brother. All right, man, but respect me like I respect you. Can you dig it? We're going to holler at you a little bit later. But always and forever, remember the COC.
Defending us when I should have been building me up. The optimistic side of me was destroyed by the lack of trust. Should have been just trying to fuck, but I only knew how to love. Now I can tell when enough is enough. I keep refilling this cup in the memories that keep building me up until this bubble busts with you.
Never hurt ya.
You will forever be my boo.
You remain
untrue.
My love turned to hate
for you.
We were supposed to never end.
I
look in your eyes, you just be teen. It ain't easy to get over you.
But it's time for my life to begin.
How can you say that you love me when you don't have
no loyalty?
Glad to have you out the picture. So don't come running back to me. Doing better now. Living better now. I'm a better man now. I'm peeping the game. Keeping my guards up. Never fall in love again. Two girls
get the best of me. I'm into bigger, better things, keeping drama away from me.
Never ever tell me that you love me.
If you just hate me so.
Thank you for tuning in to Studio 73. It's your man's artist, Drew. We're going to holler at you. Later. Peace out. Thank you.